station here on the Louisiana Hayride. His name is...
Hank Williams, the drifting cowboy.
On the Grand Ole Opry,
Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
Hi, this is Emmy Lou Harris.
Hi, folks. This is Sam Bush.
Hello, this is Odetta.
This is Joan Baez, and you're listening to the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.
And now, gather the family around and sit back in your easy chair. It's time again for the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour, our worldwide celebration of grassroots music. Let's welcome folk singer Michael Jonathan.
You could read my mind, love. What a tale my thoughts would tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost in a wishing well. In a castle dark or in a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. I will never be set free. As long as I'm a ghost, you can't see. If you could read my mind, love, oh, what a tale my heart would tell. Just like a paperback novel about a ghost in a wishing well. When you reach the part, when that heartache comes, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail. You won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away just like a movie star who gets burned on a three-way script. So enter number two, a movie queen who plays the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But now, love, let's be real. I never thought we would act this way, and I've got to say, I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back.
Woodsongs is presented in part by our family of Woodsongs partners and by the Kentucky Department of Tourism, inviting people from all over the world to visit our lakes, mountains, parks, sports, music, and art festivals, and more. You can explore everything Kentucky has to offer your family vacation online at KentuckyTourism.com. And by the Martin Guitar Company, building handcrafted guitars for professionals and front porch pickers since 1833. Online at martinguitars.com.
And welcome, everybody, to the beautiful and historic Lyric Theater here in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. We are indeed broadcasting all over the world, over 500 radio stations from Australia to Ireland, New Zealand to New York, Yuma, Arizona, across the Yukon and Canada and elsewhere. We are celebrating this amazing world of grassroots music. We describe it as a multimedia front porch. That's what Woodsongs is, and it's folk and blues and bluegrass, country, Celtic. It's all of these wonderful forms of music, mostly performed by independent or independent-minded artists. They do come from everywhere to be on our show, and we say it every week. You don't have to be famous to be on Woodsongs. You just have to be very, very good. And we have a major artist on our broadcast today, and in a wonderful Woodsongs kid, so let's get to it. This guy has performed with everyone from Emmylou Harris to Jimmy Buffett, and he's got a new album out. We're going to talk to him about his career, his music, his songwriting, and his friends. This is a tune that he did with Jimmy, that's been covered by Jimmy Buffett. It's called Nobody from Nowhere. Let's welcome the wonderful Will Kimbrough to the Woodsongs Old Time Radio.
Well, I'm nobody from nowhere you would have ever heard of anyway. Ain't no city way down there you could have heard a pin drop any time of day. I'm not sorry, no, I'm not sad. Might take a whole day just to drive out here and visit. Not to worry, no, no, it's not too bad. There's another much to do that ain't such a hardship, really, is it? When you're waiting for a car to drive by just so you can wave hello, hello. And you're staring at a starry night sky, dreaming of some place to go. Hello. Until that day comes, I'll be here alone without a care. Nobody, nobody from nowhere. Hey. I'm nobody from nowhere you would have ever heard of anyhow. Ain't no reason that you should care, but there's a P.O. box and a four-way stop. There's farms and fields and cows, and we're just waiting for a car to drive by just so you can wave hello, hello. And you're staring at a starry night sky, 'cause you've been dreaming of some place that you got to go. Hello. Until that day comes, I'll be here alone without a care. Nobody, nobody from nowhere. A car to drive by just so you can wave hello, hello. Staring at a starry night sky, 'cause you've been dreaming of some place that you got to go. Hello, 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 hello.
He's one of those guys. Will Kimbrough, it's nice to have you back on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
Let's brag about you a little bit, and then I want to talk about your early days, okay? But some of the folks that you've collaborated with, that you've worked with, we already mentioned Jimmy Buffett, of course, Roseanne Cash, Guy Clark, Rodney Crowell, Steve Earle, the Jayhawks, Mark Knopfler, Buddy Miller, John Prine, and so many others. You have a heck of a resume there. So let's talk about the early days in Alabama.
Yep.
Where in Alabama did you grow up?
I grew up on Mobile, okay. On the Gulf Coast.
Now, was music a big part of your family? Is this where you got the bug? Or?
You know, my mom played piano, my dad liked to sing and whistle, but nobody really sat around playing all the time. So I was just exposed to music. There was a great radio station. People came and played in concert. I saw John Prine when I was 13. Mm. And many other people, so I got to see people live, and that really lit a fire for me.
You know, the live experience is what a lot of the new generation of kids really don't get much of. They get, you know, we're living among the first generation in human history that gets most of its music as flat screen, cell phone, crushed MP3, you know, digital,
yeah.
Two-dimensional thing. But, you know, John Prine, you saw him live, that made a big impression on you.
Boy, it sure did.
Now, he's another person that in the second half hour, you're going to give a little tribute song to John Prine.
Yeah.
So I want the audience to stay tuned for that. When did you start playing the guitar? How old were you when that started?
I was 12 years old.
So, but it was not in your family. It was just, you saw it and this is something that you wanted to pursue?
Pretty much everything I heard on the radio had a guitar on it, just about. And it seemed like a portable, it has been proven to be a portable little orchestra.
More so than a piano, right?
Right. Yeah.
It really does show, and I got to be careful how I say this because I don't want to be self-serving because we're on so many radio stations, but the importance of a good hometown radio station that plays music that the disc jockey wants you to experience.
Yes, indeed.
And we don't have that much anymore.
Yeah.
You know, things have gotten very playlist heavy, you know, consultant heavy, but a lot of the public radio stations, a lot of commercial stations still do. Most of the WoodSongs affiliates do, but this was a big influence on you, that radio station.
Absolutely. I mean, just day and night, you heard great music. I heard the Allman Brothers and Bruce Springsteen and John Prine, and et cetera.
Big mix of artists, right?
Yeah.
Well, you've got a new album. Or you've got an album. It's called I Like It Down Here, and we're going to explore that. This is the title cut.
Yeah.
It's Will Kimbrough on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour.
She asked me, when does the bad luck stop? When do we rise to the top? It's awful hard work of pulling up the rear. She said, now honey, don't you want to be a big success? You can buy me a diamond and a wedding dress. I leaned in close and I whispered in her ear. I said, I like it down here with the hobos and the drunks. I like the hard-bitten rabble with the leaving trunks. Blood in my mud and sawdust in my beer. I like a wake-up call at 1:30. And if I had a job, I'd get it done. I can catch real fine trash fish off the pier. I like it down here. Well, she rolled her eyes and she bit a lip. Let a skinny backbone slip. She lit a Chesterfield and she church keyed another beer. Well, she smiled and she said, I must admit that I always did like a man with grit. Then she slapped my face and she called out with a sneer. She said, I like it down here, boss, just as much as you. I like the bilge water and the bus tub stew. I got a three-legged dog and a one-eyed buccaneer. I like my homemade wine from a scuppernong. I like smoking guns and I like drinking songs. I got the big steam train with the drunken engineer. I said, I like it down here. Well, I like it down here with the hookers and the whiskey priests. I like the bat chain pullers and the shiny beast. I got a street life lover with a tattoo of a tear. I want a woman with a face like a question mark. You know she cleans up good when it's nice and dark. In a railroad flat with a monkey called Belvedere. Come on here, Belvedere. Well, I like it down here. I like it down here.
Music of Will Kimbrough, title cut to his album, I Like It Down Here. I like a woman with a face like a question mark. Explain that one.
Well, you know, it's good to have a sense of mystery in your life.
That's a big mystery.
Yeah, but she cleans up good when it's nice and dark.
That's right. Well, it rhymes well. It's a great rhyme. I got to give that to you. It's good. So, you know, you started picking on the guitar when you were about 12, listening to hometown radio, inspiring, and you got to see John Prine. Now, when did you leave Alabama to strike it out on your own as a musician?
I had a band, and we toured out of Alabama. And then in Nashville, people started saying, you guys need to move to Nashville. Now, this is 35 years ago. And so, you know, you're a young person with a band, and you're building a following. We put out a couple of albums ourselves, a grassroots way, like you talk about. And then all of a sudden, we're playing at the Exit Inn in Nashville, and there's Steve Earle in the audience, and there's John Hyatt, and there's the members of Jason and the Scorchers, and then there's a lawyer and a manager, and they're like, you need to move to Nashville, son. And so pretty soon, you pack up the U-Haul, moved to Nashville. So.
And you made it all the way to MTV, I understand.
That's so right. One time. They played us once.
That's all it took. But you made it, which was more than a lot of artists make.
Yeah.
You also had your hand producing albums. You produced Todd Snyder and
yeah.
a few people. And a favorite of mine personally, a fellow Alabama songwriter, Kate Campbell.
Yeah.
And her song, Crazy in Alabama, it's a brilliant, brilliant piece of music.
Love right? Kate Campbell.
Yeah. So now, is it easy for an artist to go from an artist being produced in the studio to an artist producing someone else? Explain to the audience what that means. What does it mean to be a producer?
Well, a producer of music is somebody who really oversees a project, whether it's a song or an album, whatever it is. And so you're in charge sometimes of the budget, the musicians who play, the material that gets recorded, down to, I like the third version of your vocal, let's work with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like these mixes.
The objective ear.
It's an objective ear, and the way I do it, because I'm an artist and a songwriter, I do it with the empathetic ear. I want to help the artist get what they, I want to try to get inside their head and get what they want. I'm not trying to put my stamp on it, although that does happen. But
well, producers, you know, Rick Rubin is a great example of someone who does the same thing. But producers are important because artists tend to be very emotional about this song or this lyric or whatever, and an objective ear is going to go, you know, maybe not. You know, maybe we should do something different.
Yeah.
You know, you need
And also, you know, relax, do your thing. People want to hear you sound like you, because
right.
otherwise you'll sound like somebody else, and that person is already out there.
The analogy,
find your voice.
Right. The analogy that I like is the producer is not the ship; he's the rudder. He or she is the rudder,
yeah.
but not the ship.
Yeah.
The ship is still the artist.
Yeah.
Artists tend, like yourself and many others, will get involved with causes, things that genuinely concern you to the heart. You don't do it for money. You do it because I want to use my music for something important that has nothing to do with commerce. And you've done that with Songwriting with Soldiers. Explain that.
Songwriting with Soldiers is an organization that connects veterans with songwriters and makes a connection across the divide between civilian and military. And also the Warrior Path program uses songwriting as a part of a post-traumatic growth program for folks that are struggling with post-traumatic stress.
And war can be that for many folks. And music is a healer, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're turning someone else's story into a song, often a group of people. You're listening to many people tell their story and then listening for the shared story. And then
so your experience is to have them actually write the song that they are feeling. These soldiers.
It's happening right there, yes.
And like, they're not necessarily songwriters or
correct.
Musicians, right? You're pulling the art out of the non-artist in order to express themselves?
Yeah, I'm singing their words back to them. I'm trying to use their words as much as possible. And I try to do it. I stay on that. And when someone hears their words sung back to them that has never written a song before and that has a difficult story that's difficult to live, a difficult to tell, it's a transformative experience for everybody in the room, and so it's very. I'm getting chills right now thinking about it.
Yeah, no, it's well, and music is healing. It is a wonderful thing. It's a gift, a great gift that you're giving these men and women.
And I received the gift as well.
Sure, a song that led you on this path to that project is on your new album called Spring Break. The name of the song is "The Ballad of Cape Henry." Todd Snyder covered it. It's Will Kimbrough on the Wood Songs.
Yeah,
Old Time Radio Hour.
Yeah. I served as a sailor, and it was back in 81. Can't say that I'm sorry, volunteered for what I'd done. We trained and we waited, oh, we would not be outdone. And then one day, them battleships came out of the rising sun. We all manned our stations and we passed a jug of wine, where we sat there in the silence, just waiting for a sign. First thunder, then lightning, then a ringing in my ears. I can still hear that screaming, even after all these years. Cape Henry was a battlefield on fire. On the water, on white water, with them flames climbing higher, we fired our cannon for at least 2 hours or more. Cape Henry, on that old Virginia shore. The deck, it was in tatters, and the smoke was a thick and black. For each shot that they fired, well, we fired two right back. Then I felt my shoulder, people. Something must have knocked me down. And the last thing I remember, there was water all around. Cape Henry was a battlefield on fire. On water, white water, with the flames climbing higher. We fired our cannons, oh, at least 2 hours or more. Cape Henry, on that old Virginia shore. And I woke up in Richmond. I had a medal on my chest. See, I know that I deserved it, 'cause I know I fought my best. We lost that battle, but I hear we won the war. And we all went back homeward just to wait for our reward. But I plow this man's field now, from morning until night. That war might have took my left arm, so I'm working with my right. We fought for the freedom of some richer men up north. I can still fight for something. Oh, this plow goes back and forth. Yeah, this plow goes back and forth. Cape Henry, it was a battlefield on fire. On water, white water, with the flames climbing higher. Fired our cannons at least 2 hours or more. Cape Henry, on that old Virginia shore. On that old Virginia shore. On that old Virginia shore.
Great song. From his album Spring Break, the Ballad of Cape Henry, and it is Will Kimbrough on our broadcast, and you're a very, very busy artist. You know, you have, you're performing, you're on tour, you are a songwriter, you're recording your own things, you're on tour with other artists. I mean, you work with Shamika Copeland. I think you said you've just worked on an album with her, right? Third album?
We've made three, and we're about to make a fourth.
Yeah. Okay, Jimmy Buffett, very famous, legendary, American, iconic artist. How many times have you worked with Jimmy?
This is the seventh album we've made together.
Seven albums. And then, of course, Emmylou Harris. Everybody loves Emmylou Harris, of course. You're still on the road with her, right?
Yeah, we played in Canada about 10 days ago.
Well, there you go. So how does one become so nice that all these artists want to work with him?
I'm from Alabama.
Is that what it is? So southern roots, right?
Yes, sir. You know, one of the reasons you get picked for, like, when I got the Emmylou gig, I auditioned for it, and there were way better guitar players than me that played. But when I walked in the room, four out of the five other guys in the band stood up and walked over to me and gave me a hug. And I think she thought, if this guy can just get his way through our songs and sing a harmony,
he'll fit the family. He'll be in the family.
He'll be fun on the bus.
Right.
And I think, and that's, you know, hopefully that's proven to be true.
The idea of being able to contain your drama and not bring it to work with you is important, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. And it just makes for the road you can be on a bus with 10 people, and when you're away from your spouse or your other significant other and your children, you can be the loneliest person in the world with 12 of your best friends on the bus.
Right.
But the opposite can be true as well, where you miss your home, but you're also feeling at home on the road, and that is the best way to live as a musician.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, let's talk about the idea of an artist that's doing everything that you're doing. You're mentoring the soldier community with your songwriting, and WoodSongs turns our attention a lot to kids, mm-hmm. and you know, this music, this acoustic front porch style grassroots music, is very family and community acclimated, right? Yeah. And the artists that you work with are also Emmylou Harris, you know, is a very community minded artist, you know, so many others, you know. When you see these kids coming along today, the music business is not what it was 5-6 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 right. years ago. It's different. So what do you tell them?
Well, first of all, they didn't live that long ago to know about it. So they're not necessarily missing the getting a big record deal that my band got to experience. I think what happens is people adapt to the world that they live in. I know that happens, but also I just tell folks that are younger to be themselves and make sure that they present the songs that they want to present that they really love, not trying to be someone else. Because then if the song hits it big, then they're going to be playing a song every night at the state fair for the rest of their life that they love.
Right.
Rather than like, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have cut that song,
right?
Because I don't like to play it, and then I have to.
Right.
So I think be yourself, and if a person wants to do this and live on the road the way that everybody tends to do most of the time, it really takes a certain kind of person, and I think that it will show itself to be true whether or not what you've built here is a inspiration, you know, like, because you've done it a different way, which is beautiful.
Well, we're going to give a good example of it. Everything that you're talking about right now is in the person of our young artist that we're going to feature tonight, our WoodSongs kid, and we're going to have a little expanded version to explain WoodSongs kids to the listening and viewing public. He's 15 years old from Bristol, Virginia. He's an amazing instrumentalist. He's got his banjo with him. He's one of the legacy stars of Dollywood right now, and he's going to do a song called Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Let's welcome 15-year-old Parker Collins. He's just 15 years old. Parker Collins from Bristol, Tennessee. We're going to talk to Parker in the second half hour and explore more of his music. We've got the amazing singer-songwriter Will Kimbrough on for the rest of the broadcast as well. We will be back right after this.
You're listening to It's On Show number 1084, broadcasting around the world by the foothills of Appalachia and Lexington, Kentucky. If you would like to attend a WoodSongs broadcast, you can find reservation and show schedules on our website, woodsongs.com. We'll be back after the break with Will Kimbrough and our amazing WoodSongs kid on the WoodSongs Old Time Radio Hour.